This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. Follow the Money is brought to you by ProfitX. And right now, their King of March promotion is giving bettors a shot at free trips worth up to $10,000. Use the promo code VSiNMM to get started with ProfitX. A longtime friend of the show and the network, Bruce Marshall, joins the program again. Love talking to him. Love listening to his analysis on college basketball games. And he joined us now on the Progressive Guest Line. Probably going to be going to the Big West game a little bit later on tonight. Brucey, stellar appearance with us on Wednesday. Let's run it back here again tonight. Let's begin with Purdue and Nebraska. Don't ask me or anybody else how Purdue did not cover that game last night. Up by 20-plus pretty much the entire game, and yet Northwestern got the money. What do you make of this, and what are the overall numbers on Painter in conference with numbers ATS?
Well, Painter has been, this is unbelievably bad. And I guess now that we look back at it, we shouldn't be surprised that Purdue got backdoored last night. He is 1-17. Matt Eumanns tells me his last 18 against the spread in Big Ten tournament action, 1-17. Now that includes 2023 when Purdue actually won the tournament, but did not cover a game. So they have been complete point spread poison in this tournament. Now, here's another. It's maybe not quite Davis and Santa Barbara here, but, I mean, they're favored here tonight over a team that I thought generally played better than them this year. I know Purdue got them in overtime at Lincoln last month, but I thought, Purdue never – Oscar Clough, the big kid from South Dakota State, he did have a decent game against Northwestern, but he's been a massive disappointment this year. And they really thought he was going to be able to deliver more – consistent scoring in the post that they haven't had since Zach Edey was there. Guffin Wren is a good banger there, but I mean, he's just, serviceable, not spectacular. They could have used Clef doing more, and there's too much pressure on these guards. I think Hoiberg gets them tonight, and I think, they could win this thing outright too, so maybe even on the money line. But Nebraska, for me, that's for sure. I'm not going to bet on Purdue in the Big Ten tournament. No way.
Okay. How about the other game tonight? UCLA and Michigan State.
Yeah, something tells me UCLA may not get past this one. They've done enough to get secure in the field, which about a month ago we weren't so sure. And, Cronin had those problems with Jemerson and all that. But they've straightened things out. Donovan Dent has actually put up some really good numbers here in the last months, and he had been sort of a disappointment before that. However, they did get whipped at Michigan State when they were back there earlier in the season. Spears is putting up some really big numbers, and I think Izzo gets UCLA here tonight. I mean, UCLA, they got Rutgers last night, but they're out. They are not in Pauley Pavilion. They had very few of their big efforts came away from Westwood this year. 5.5 is not enough, so I think Michigan State. Yep.
What do you make overall of Izzo's club this year? Of course, this will depend on the draw that we're going to get on Selection Sunday, but if it's the right draw for them, do you think this is the team capable here of going on a big run?
I think they could. It's just because, Izzo's famous for doing that. Then he stalls later in the tournament. It's funny. He's only won one national title. It seems like he should have won more because he's been to the Final Four several other times, and he's gone further than he should have. I think they probably get to the second weekend and maybe possibly Elite Eight. I don't see them as a Final Four team. They were just a little bit too erratic for me, and Fears, for as good as he can be, he has also had some games where he's been a bit flighty too. So I think the potential is there to cause some trouble, but beyond the Sweet 16, I think, is asking a lot of this team.
Do you think Duke struggles again tonight? Clemson, Kenshin doubles.
I think so. I think Caleb Foster's absence is big, and the other frontliner too is out of there as well. But Foster in particular, he was really the glue guy there. And to be without him, we saw last night. I mean, I thought they were going to lose that game. Then they got the lead and Florida State came back on them. I mean, they're not the same team without him. And as good as Boozer is, he really leaned on those two guys, and especially Foster. So I think that's a negative. Now, I wonder about Clemson tonight after that hair raiser they had. And this is now, you know, I could see Clemson. I mean, they're safely into the field right now, so I don't think you might get a special effort. I like Florida State a lot last night. I like Clemson here, but not as much as going against Duke last night. Maybe Duke gets, you know, that shakes them out of, you know, they needed to get awakened like that in the tournament. But I think Foster's absence, as long as he's not there, I'm kind of looking against Duke. So that's how I would do it today.
All right. You going to ride this Oklahoma train?
Yes. Yes, I would. And I think they can win this thing outright. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you look at the predictive models. I mean, they're up to close to a 50% chance to get in as an at-large. This is a remarkable turnaround from about a month ago, and I thought Porter Mosier was ready to get fired. Mm-hmm. He saved his job. I think the fact the rest of the SEC bubble teams, Texas, Missouri, you know, they've sort of wobbled here down the stretch, left some room there for Oklahoma. This is an example of a team that is built through the portal, but they don't always coagulate in November or December. It's taken this team most of the season, and then finally it started to click. And give Nigel Pack, who's had, like we said before, like three different careers in college, Kansas mm-hmm. State, Miami, now here at Oklahoma. He scored 20-plus in five of the last six. Xavier Brown, the transfer from St. Joe's, that is the kid from Alabama. I mean, it just took this team a while to coagulate, and I think they are – if they can get to the final on Sunday, I think that'll be enough to get them in the at-large, I think. Now, Arkansas did get them earlier this year, but it was close, and it was when Oklahoma was losing games close in January. I'm a little worried about the third game in three nights in Oklahoma, and now Arkansas is playing for the first time. So at some point, that might catch up. But Oklahoma's playing better every game the last couple of weeks. I'm going to ride them here, and let's see. I think they could win it outright. I would not be shocked, but definitely plus the points for sure.
Very good. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest, longtime college basketball handicapper and better, Bruce Marshall, with Wager Talk and the Gold Sheet. What do you make of the Mountain West tonight with Nevada catching 6.5 against Utah State? Nice win last night for the Wolfpack. Do you want to back them again here?
Yeah, I'm going to back Nevada. By the way, one development to keep an eye on. Now, we thought a couple of these coaching dominoes would fall. Wes Miller gets out in Cincinnati. You know, Capel looks like he's going to stick at the Pittsburgh. Those are both spots where Jared Calhoun has been mentioned as possibilities. I think he is a definite candidate at Cincinnati, and I have the players hear that, too, at Utah State. Is it going to act as a distraction? I don't know. It didn't yesterday. But now that Miller is gone, maybe it'll act a little more of a distraction tonight. Utah State did play well yesterday, but UNLV is kind of flighty. Listen, something is different about Nevada here in the last month. That game they won last night against Grand Canyon is the sort of game they lost earlier in the year. These guards, they relentlessly attacked the bucket last night. And I was really impressed with what Weems did and what Comer did. And, of course, Camper, we know what he can do. I'd also mention Kyle Lowry, the kid, the NAIA transfer from the Masters. He hit a big three. They didn't shoot many threes yesterday, but he hit a big one. This kid was a 23-24-point-per-game scorer at NAIA, and he is kind of, he can do more scoring-wise this year than Alford has asked him to do because he's got all these high-usage guards there. This kid could be the secret weapon for Nevada. I think they can win this game. So they beat Utah State a couple weeks ago, and it's the way they beat Utah State. It's the way they beat Grand Canyon last night. We know they blew the doors off the Air Force in the first game. I think Nevada is a live dog that can win this game outright tonight, and I'm taking the Wolfpack.
I was impressed. I mentioned it before you came on. Grand Canyon was in the bonus 5-6 minutes into the second half, and Nevada still won. All right, you're the commissioner of the Big West. You're going tonight. What do you think of the Big West semis?
Well, I kind of like Irvine there against Northridge. Northridge surprised. I mean, they got UCSD's number, apparently. That kind of surprised me last night. That was a hat trick they got over UCSD. Irvine's different. Because of Kyle Evans, he is an interesting stat a category there. He leads the nation in block shots, but I think I've mentioned this before. He is not a jumping jack, but his timing is so impeccable in blocking shots, and he just sort of closes down the interior. Northridge is going to have to hit the shots really hot outside to do it. The nightcap there, I kind of think Fullerton. I know they're a dog here. Yeah. I think the job Dietrich Taylor did and his staff to uncover some of these guys from D2, NAIA, Joshua Ward, Seaman, these guys are good, and they score about 84 per game. And I know the interesting thing, when Hawaii plays in Henderson, they got there's fans in the Valley for Hawaii, so they'll have some support there tonight. But I would give Fullerton a look. That was impressive. They beat a good Davis team last night. I think we're going to get an all-Orange County final tomorrow in the Big West.
Strong. Hey, Bruce, yeah. I know you're going to hang around for one more segment. In about a minute here, let's go whack. Cal Baptist laying about 8.5 tonight against Utah Tech. You like the favorite?
I do, although Utah Tech's not playing bad. This kid Porter, the 6'8 power forward, 25 last night, Ethan Porter in their game for Utah Tech out of St. George. But Dominique Daniels has been on fire, and so has Cal Baptist the last four winning and covering. He is he's a one-man show, Daniels. And they've been covering numbers lately, so I think Cal Baptist gets there. And this should. We'll see if Utah Valley beats UTA, which they should. That's a pretty good final, Utah Valley and Cal Baptist tomorrow night, if that's the final. By the way, both of those teams schools are moving to the Big West next year, so this is the last we'll see them in the WAC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good. All right, hang tight. We're going to run it back one more segment here with Bruce Marshall, longtime college basketball handicapper and better. He is with Wager Talk and the Gold Sheet, and he is kind enough to hang out again for about a half an hour with us here on a Friday here. Paulie calls it the best day of the year, certainly for the college basketball season. He's on the Progressive guest line. We got to get his thoughts on the Ivy League tomorrow, starting at 11 o'clock in the morning, East Coast time, 8 o'clock out here, bright and early, Cornell taking on Yale. And also, we're going to throw some Saturday numbers at him. Like, what does he make of Michigan laying 12.5 against Wisconsin? We'll ask him coming up next on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match. Here's the thing. Pro bettors spend thousands on data and tools, but what they don't want you to know is you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and more. Tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
This is Follow the Money on
VSiN. We'll update you on some shenanigans in the American, the quarterfinals. Tulsa trailing North Texas by 1:10 seconds left. It is Tulsa ball right now. Okay, I'll just do the play-by-play here quickly. They get the ball in. Block shot. Are they going to call a foul? Looks like they did.
Well, he length of the court in 4 seconds. He got fouled.
Yeah. Wow. All right, Bruce Marshall hanging with us here. He's on the Progressive guest line with Wager Talk and the Gold Sheet. We went over a lot of games that he likes tonight in the previous segment. What do you make of the Ivy League tomorrow? Is there a game that you like? It starts tomorrow. A championship game is on Sunday. Do you like a team to win it outright, or do you like a game tomorrow, Bruce?
Well, I do. I like them both, actually. The early one, Cornell has got this game on its home court. Little known fact, their coach, John Jakes, I went to school with John Jakes' dad, Doug, in Long Beach, and he went to Stanford, and John played at Cornell and for Steve Donahue. And they run up and down the court, and they are at home, and they had to fight to get that fourth seed in the Ivy, which got them in the tournament. I think Yale is going to have its hands full here. Cornell just beat them. So I might give Yale a shot. And I tell you, Fran McCaffrey is hanging around again. He has done a marvelous job in his first year at Penn. Harvard has wobbled a little bit down the stretch here. I kind of like Penn tomorrow in Ithaca, and it is interesting. It's the first time this tournament has been at Cornell, so a Cornell-Penn final. It would not shock me on Sunday.
Wow, that'd be incredible. The kid from Tulsa made the first, missed the second, and no basket for North Texas. We're going to double overtime. 73-73. Okay. How about Wisconsin catching 12.5 at DraftKings against Michigan tomorrow morning?
I'm kicking myself for not betting on Wisconsin to win this tournament. We have seen them do this before. And they came back on Illinois today. I love this backcourt there. I love Blackwell. I love Boyd. They started to change 2 years ago with guard. They're not playing that old Bo Ryan style anymore. I mean, they get up and down the court. They score almost 85 per game. I think Michigan's a little vulnerable here. I have not loved those guard. I've been a big Michigan fan. That front line is great. I think that front line in Florida is the best in the country. I'm not in love with those guards. I think we saw them fade out in that Duke game. I've never been a big Cadu fan. And I think Wisconsin's got the edge in the backcourt. Look at some of those scalps Wisconsin has this year. They got a lot of good wins. I think they can win this game outright. Plus 12.5. Absolutely. Ooh. I'll take them.
Oh, wow.
It's an autoplay for me.
Yeah. Well, he's talking money line. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Dayton and St. Louis, 8-10 semis. They just played. Dayton buried them at home. They're catching 5.5. What say you?
I kind of like Dayton again here. I mean, there's a little rumor out there that Anthony Grant might be thinking about retiring. And if that's the case, they are circling the wagons for him, although that's unconfirmed. But, yeah, they did just beat the Billikens last week, and they beat them handily. St. Louis was in big trouble today, and they woke up in the second half. Yeah, I mean, George Washington, I thought, had that game in hand, and then the Billikens came back. That's a team that peaked, I think, in late January, early February.
Mm-hmm.
And all these guys, I mean, Church, by the way, did just sign an extension, so he's going to stay there. And they're unique, and they've got six guys to score double digits, and the kid with the glasses, Avila, is a great 6'9 threat that shoot outside. But Dayton has got something going here right now, and I like that big center. We talked about him, Amea Latang, Chez Magnifique. From France. He gives them, and he really hurt St. Louis that last game. I'm going to give Dayton a shot tomorrow.
I was talking to you before the show. This is not your typical Vermont team. That's a juggernaut. They finished as the 2 seed. They did split with Baltimore County, but UMBC tomorrow morning only 2.5 at home. What do you think?
I would give the Retrievers a shot here, although I respect Vermont. I think there have been better Vermont teams that we've seen in the past, and this league's sort of a home league this year in the America East, and I think UMBC, I've used them a few times this year. That looks like a fair price. You know, we saw the home court work for Lehigh in a similar league earlier this week against the BU.
Yeah.
I think it works for UMBC tomorrow, too. Yep.
Okay, and tomorrow, the first semi of the American, South Florida with a bye into the semis. 14.5 against a hot Charlotte team all of a sudden.
Yeah, but like we said, UAB did that same thing. You know, they're not really at home, but sort of. They're playing inside the Birmingham city limits, and they blow another one today. They didn't cover a game against an American foe all year. Charlotte was very unremarkable this year, although their top scorer did. I didn't see the box score today, but he did score 26 yesterday. But I'm just not that. You know, Charlotte, I think, is on borrowed time here. I think that will be their deal today. South Florida is good.
Yes.
And the Hodgson, the coaches, get mentioned for some of these jobs too. So I think South Florida now looks like the team to beat. I thought UAB actually might rise up, but what do I know? They're out. I think South Florida is the team to beat.
Brucey, you are the best. We love the knowledge and the analysis as always. Thanks so much for the time. Best of luck tonight, this weekend, and have fun going to the games tonight as well.
Okay, boys. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Back at you.
Bruce Marshall. Knowles.
Yeah.
Long Beach. Long Beach in the house.
He was telling us, so he's with Wager Talk and he's back with Gold Sheet. Gold Sheet's been around for a long time. He was telling us during the break that the offices for Gold Sheet used to be on Sunset Boulevard. In that area? Isn't that what he said?
Same office as Don Cornelius and Soul Train. How about that story?
He said that he would nod when he would see Don, but that's it. Not much of a talker.
What a show. Oh, the creator and host of Soul Train. Loved it.
Did you watch it a lot as a kid?
Damn right I did. Well, that was back when we only had like 10 channels back in the early 80s when
that
would come on.
Do you watch any of the stuff new? I know you don't, but
remember Club MTV? Downtown Julie Brown?
Do you remember
Wubba Wubba Wubba?
What was the show that Carson Daly used to host? Was it called like
TRL or something?
Yeah.
You call in and vote and request and the kids? Yeah.
I remember coming home from work in you know, early 20s, late teens, whatever, whenever that was on. And they would be in like these exotic places. One time they were in, this is not exotic, but they were in South Lake Tahoe, and I turn it on, and these girls have like nothing on that are dancing in the water, and I'm just like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, it was. I was fun.
Wow.
When MTV would go on spring break, it was great.
Oh my God!
And they
God.
Would do it. They would do a bikini contest.
Yes.
Ed Love, Dr. Dre. It was funny. Ed Love. It was Yo MTV Raps back in the day. It's hilarious. They'd get 1 hour a week, and now it's you can't get rock music anywhere. R&B and rap dominate.
Is it still around? By the way, I think it is. Right? I
don't. What is
Yo MTV? No, MTV. Just in general?
Oh, yeah. I don't think they don't show music videos, which is hilarious.
Yeah, I know.
But he said that Joey Lawrence was one of the... He said he lost his virginity on live television as a judge because the maneuvers these girls would do on the pole.
Yes.
I mean, these girls would get on a pole, and they had some experience. They got after it.
Yeah.
And it was incredible TV. It was Pauly Shore, all those guys, yeah.
Pretty good programming back then.
MTV was solid.
Right
it's
now,
great.
St. John's leans Seton Hall 36-23.
Opening up a can.
They are about 2:10 to go here in the first half. Tulsa, double overtime, clinging to life, 77-75, 3 minutes to go in double OT.
Ooh, what a game.
I like Bruce's word, by the way. Some of these teams have to coagulate. It takes a while for them to get used to playing together like that.
Well, you made a good point, too, about a lot of teams peaked in January,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
A lot of teams that played great basketball. Liberty, St. Louis, Navy. A lot of teams were just kicking ass and taking names for months, and then they limped into March, and a lot of them are going home.
You got to feel pretty good about your Dayton ticket. Are you going to add more tomorrow, plus
yeah,
the points?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think you almost have to.
Yeah. They were. St. Louis was down 20 in that game against a 9 seed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's wrong with that team.
And covered.
Yeah. And a bad landing spot, as Richie said, because there were 7.5s available, but most places had 6.5. And then the foul with 1 second left, and it falls 7.
What is the worst beat so far this week? That's pretty bad.
Probably Clemson yesterday.
Yeah, but the number...
15 with 3 minutes? You win by one?
I know. But those late to the party, though. Right? Should have been on the money line or...
Well, whatever. Yeah, whatever.
I know. That's bad. I still think the Kansas-TCU game going
Winthrop
over was pretty bad.
How about a week ago?
Well, that
Winthrop.
That one's awful.
Winthrop was laying 4.5. They were down 7 with 30 seconds and covered in regulation.
If you want to go back to last week, that one probably takes the cake.
That's impossible.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Crazy.
I have added a bunch of bets for the card tonight and tomorrow as well. We'll do In Pocket coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll recap our bets from last night and tell you what we're on a little bit later on tonight. But overall, you give today a 10. Tonight's action, I love the way they stacked
Could
it overall.
Be. The semis are good tonight, yes.
Yeah, they're very good. And tomorrow, what'd you say, basically 11 in a row title games?
Mm-hmm. From 3 p.m. Pacific on.
More college hoops. Up next, semifinal favorites are 70% ATS since 2014. I will tell you which conference coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Follow the Money is brought to you by ProfitX, and right now you could be winning a $5,000 or $10,000 trip during March Madness. Check out King of March and use the code VSINMM.
Nice.
Set the stage here. What are we? It's 79-77 Tulsa, but it's North Texas ball. Yep. 17 seconds left.
Don't look at me that way. Luke had the other read up. I'm surprised. It's packed here. Great atmosphere. The book is...
Why are you surprised?
I'm surprised. This looks like it is March Madness right
Like
now.
Pleasantly surprised?
Yeah.
Yeah, me packed. Too. Well, that... Okay.
Can't get a seat. Tulsa had the ball up to 30 seconds, turned it over. North Texas with the ball, timeout, 17 seconds. This could go to triple overtime. Tulsa does not want to win this game. They've had every opportunity with this comeback. They're down 15 rip in the game. And they get the lead but can't close it out and even had the chance to win and missed a free throw.
Oh, good shot. Good shot, and he's fouled. It did not go, but he's going to go to the free throw line. See, you know, that's what we're talking about here. That's a well-designed. They took time off the clock. They never settled for a stupid three. Down by two. Guard dribbles in the lane. Gets guys up in the air. He knows he's going to create the contact. He puts it up, almost goes in, doesn't, had a chance at the end one, but now he's going to shoot two free throws for the tie. The three-point shots absolutely destroy me. All right,
I'm trying to see if he misses. I'm looking at the in play.
Okay.
I wonder if he missed one because they're 360 in play.
We go.
What do you think, kid?
Well, if it's 360 in play, tells me he does. No, nope, really pure. Good.
Made the first.
Well, we're waiting for the second one, Paulie. Let me give the audience this. SteveMackinnonVSiN.com. SWAC semifinal favorites, 18-3 straight up, 14-6-1 ATS since 2014. 70%. Prairie View and Southern. You make that one too?
Both. Unbelievable.
Let me get the...
Game's crazy.
We have a final. Prairie View defeated Alabama A&M earlier today. That was a 11:30 Pacific time start. They won 74-55. So they got the job done. And the other game tonight would be Southern laying a point and a half. So that now goes to 15-6-1 ATS. Long three at the horn, no good. Triple OT.
Triple overtime.
That's the second triple overtime game this week.
Yep.
We had McNeese the other night go to triple overtime.
Mm-hmm. And then they came back after the game got over at 1 in the morning, no problem, and ran out Austin in the final. God, Tulsa, unbelievable.
Yep.
What a game.
Just got a message from my buddy Robert.
Hey, Bob.
North Texas +8, absolute torture.
Yeah.
Somebody please just win this thing.
Won't end, I know. VCU up 8. Just starting the second half, and Toledo was up big, and now UMass coming back. Toledo up 8. Well, 11 minutes left, a spot in the final of the MAC title game tomorrow.
So to your point, you brought this up earlier. I mean, what is up with all these teams blowing huge leads?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when a good team falls behind early, and you can get a much better number, sometimes even like, I don't know, pick them to win the game, or maybe some plus money to come back and win it outright. If they're just starting off slowly and they can't hit anything and their team might be a little bit hot, look at the opportunities so far during this show. Tulsa at a nice plus price. They got to finish the job now, but there's definitely a middle spot here. And the other one would be VCU when they were dead and buried. Mm-hmm. The game I talked about, I had the under in the Tennessee-Vanderbilt game and came back at halftime. I said, I think 70, that there's a middle job right there. I had over 140.5 live and under 147.5 for the game. I'll take it. Celebrating the middle.
Yep. Yep.
Plenty of opportunities during these games to get the job done.
St. John's is up 8 at the half.
I do not want Seton Hall to ruin this for me.
No. Tomorrow will be great. And Duquesne won't go away. It's down to 4 against VCU.
Yeah, early second
half. That would knock them out. Could it? I think that's a bad loss. Lenardi has them in. Can't lose this game if you're VCU. Don't want to drop out.
Do you have any desire to take the 14.5 still available right now at Georgetown tonight? That was a great performance by UConn last night.
Yeah, I could see them hanging in it, make it interesting. Just survive in advance, get to the finals, maybe win by 9, something like that. Yeah, yeah, now, I see that. I do like Purdue coming up, which those numbers on Painter are incredible.
You do, of all guys?
Yeah, yeah, and I'm not a Painter fan. But
I know, that's why I'm saying that.
Those numbers on humans are so, what he's on Painter are incredible. 1-17 ATS going back in the Big Ten tournament. Well, it depends how you want to grade yesterday's, but falling 13. But that's rich. 4.5 is rich against Nebraska. What a story the Cornhuskers have been.
Do you remember where that game opened up? Northwestern and Purdue?
10.5.
Yeah. Because I have a buddy who grabbed 12, and he never rebetted at plus 13.5.
Okay.
I mean, every half point is absolutely massive.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, going, yes. I'm with Bruce on Reno tonight, too, catching the 6.5. Our play's coming up in a second against Utah State. That's at 6:30. And note the start time. We're going late tonight down the street. 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, the Aztecs and Lobos. A bubblicious game. Loser out, winner goes to the title game. But very impressed with Alford's group and the Wolfpack. Tend to think of myself as a one-man Wolfpack. That was a great win against Grand Canyon, and they just beat Utah State. I will echo Bruce's sentiments again. Another team that peaked in January, Utah State. Nice win against UNLV, but they got off to such a strong start and a house of fire, and then they had some bad losses. At Reno, swept by the Rebels, blown out at San Diego State. So I know this, those Aztec tickets are live. And I like the Aztecs in the nightcap, and boy, do they match up well against either team, but especially if it's Utah State in the final.
In a second, I want you to give me the numbers that you have on the Clippers, because it's a big NBA card tonight as well. I will point out, and I was not watching the game, I was only tracking it, and I've cut back on live betting when I'm not watching games. Denver was down by 17 in the fourth quarter last night to San Antonio with no Wemby.
Oh.
Now, that was a back-to-back and a belly-to-belly.
It got that high?
For the Nuggets. They were down by 17, absolutely blasted. I never thought about it because I wasn't watching the game, so I didn't. They came back to win 136-101. First of all, a couple of takeaways. That's a big comeback for Denver. Nice job getting the job done. But what does that say about the young players on San Antonio that they have acquired? Either Fox last year or guys they have drafted, not named Victor Wembanyama.
Mm-hmm.
That team is awesome. And they can absolutely give OKC a great seven-game test if that's what we're going to get in the Western Conference Finals.
I was looking for candidates that the Clippers could pass. Could they get the six or the seven seed? Because I think you have to hammer the yes, and the number is moved. Because I gave out $1.10 and bet $1.10 and added more to $1.50. Now it's $2. But they've won six of seven, and the only loss was at San Antonio, and they led by 25 in the third quarter. Definitely Houston. Can't guard anybody, and they're leaking oil.
Oh, Clippers. I mean,
Timberwolves. Tough schedule, and the Timberwolves, they can lose to bad teams. That could be another one. And we're going to find out a lot in the next week about who are the Los Angeles Lakers. Nice win last night, dropping all those points on Chicago. Luka had 51, 10, and 9. They are the 3 seed in the West. But they play Denver at home in a marquee game on ABC tomorrow. They're catching 1.5. Back-to-back at Houston, at Miami, at Orlando, at Detroit. That could be a 1-5. That could be, you know, that could be a 3. I don't know what that could be. Those are, but that if that's a 1-5, and you haven't you play OKC two more times, you play the Cavs, you play Phoenix. Number one, the division price is way too high on the Lakers. You can add some Suns or add more if you already have it. Number two, I think the 15-2 finish is definitely real for the Clippers because the schedule is so easy and they're playing so well and the chemistry's great and Kawhi's playing at an MVP level. What I don't know. What say you? That could be a 1-5 with the Lakers coming up.
Okay, so
that's a tough schedule.
Let me fast forward even more and pretend that you're right here and give you Lakers as the 3, Clippers as the 6 first round.
Yeah.
It's a great matchup. You're going to get a decent number on there because the Lakers are going to be popular, public. I mean,
but I already cashed the ticket, too. I didn't have to worry about playing for the playoffs.
Yeah, but I think that you want to add. Thing. Would you not want to add the Clippers in that series? But,
I wonder what they make that price. That's a
I'm going to text Jeff Sherman right now.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. But that's a whole scenario where I don't even have to worry about the playing, which I like my chances anyways. Love my chances because worst case, I'm the 8. I'm going to blow past Golden State because my schedule's so easy, and I might catch Phoenix. And then all I have to do is win one game. Download the free Upside app, promo code NETWORK. Start earning real cash back on gas, groceries, and dining. Open the Upside app. Claim a cash back offer at a location near you. Shop as usual and earn real cash back. You can cash out directly to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Over 5 million users already earning. One of the easiest ways to save on everyday purchases. Download the free Upside app now. Use code NETWORK. Get 25 cents back per gallon on your first tank. Offers vary by user and location. See upside.com for details. Stuff you buy every day. Use it. Head to your location. Make your purchase and save your earnings your way. Big savings with Upside.
Of the teams behind the Lakers right now in the Western Conference standings, is there a team that would actually be a good matchup for them?
Oh, Houston.
I think that would be the only one.
Yep. T-Wolves.
I want to say Phoenix as well, but
T-Wolves.
No, T-Wolves would blast them.
They're 3-0 against them. Oh, come on.
T-Wolves would take them out, I think, in a body bag.
No
way. It would be a repeat of what happened last year.
T-Wolves aren't going to body bag anybody. This Laker team's pretty good.
In-pocket plays coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Are a burial, a blowout, a human lock. You can bet your children's, unborn children's children on these games.
I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country.
The insanity continues. Tulsa had a 5-point lead in triple overtime. They were at the line with 50 seconds left. You're thinking, oh my God, this could be an all-time bad beat. Game opened 6.5, but up to 7.5, there were 8s available. But the kid missed both, and North Texas hit a 3. Tulsa ball up 2, 30 seconds.
Do they win?
Yeah, North Texas 5-1 in play. How do you miss both free throws?
Well, but back-to-back players did, right?
Yes.
Guy on each team.
Yeah, the kid was 70% from Tulsa. He bricked them both. This is good.
Well, I saw a guy last night. He must have been an awful free throw shooter because the form sucked. And he banked it in, and he hit almost like the top of the glass. I'm like, okay, that's a good one right there.
Another winner with the Oilers. Anything over-related with the Oilers has been gold. 14-1 run. Or at least 14 of the last 15 games have been 7-plus goals scored. And Dallas put 3 on them in the first period. So that's a winner. And we're coming right back with that one again in a second. You are correct. This should hold up. SEC most bids. This was available at Caesars and Will Hill. It's 10-9 SEC per Joe Lenardi. It appears that's it with Indiana not even being considered now with Indiana's bad loss. And not only do they have 10 bids, but Oklahoma, according to Joe Lenardi, is in with a win tonight. So that could add to it. But he's no one's 100%. He'll usually miss one. UNLV, that's a loser. UNLV got beat yesterday. Western Kentucky also could not get stops. In Conference USA, they were the 3 seed. They scored, I think, 90 points, 89 points. Just could not get stops against Kennesaw State, who turned around and won again today. Dayton to win the A-10. They won. They are 5-point dogs tomorrow against St. Louis. They were plus 750. Akron, $1.15 to win the WAC. They're in the action tonight, laying 7.5 in the semis. And San Diego State won. They're plus 330 to win the Mountain West. They take on New Mexico tonight. More on them right now. Here are the new plays. Let's have a weekend. Great action tonight. Wisconsin plus 12.5 against Michigan. The NBA Tankathon, Tankapalooza Parlay. Knicks, Cavs, Pistons, Clippers, Blazers. Pays $1.50. Denver, money line tomorrow against the Lakers. Oilers, Blues, first period over tonight. Aztecs money line tonight against New Mexico. Oklahoma plus 7.5 against Arkansas. Kent State plus 7.5 against Akron. Baltimore County money line tomorrow against Vermont. 8 a.m. Pacific in the American East title game. I like Dayton's catching too many tomorrow against St. Louis. I do not like this form with St. Louis right now. So I like that one too. Good luck.
There was a loud roar in the Circus Sportsbook as you were running down your bets. And I looked up, and the Tulsa bench, was the players were going over to the bench. I thought they turned it over. Turns out they didn't. They had to take a timeout because they couldn't get the ball inbounds. And now they have the ball up by 2 here as triple overtime winds down with about 24 seconds left. North Texas, there's a 5-second difference between the actual play clock and the shot clock.
Say what happened in the first overtime.
They decided to rush a layup attempt when North Texas was not going to foul, and there was a 2-second difference between the play clock and the shot clock. They could have.
They were up 2 with the ball?
Up 1, I think, with the ball.
Up 1 with the ball, and they weren't. North Texas wasn't going to foul.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe
2-second difference.
Shoot a long 3. Game's over.
Right. If you chuck it up into the air, that's going to be it. The game's going to run out of time.
Yeah.
And so they forced an early layup, and they missed it. And now the kid hit the first free throw to go back up by 3. The UConn-Xavier game did go over 151.5. Wisconsin plus 8.5 got it outright today against Illinois. Florida State plus the 17.5 against Duke almost won the game.
Should have.
Davis last night, no good. They could not cover that game against Fullerton plus the 1.5. Onward and upward here. Pending Akron to win the MAC, minus 110. The Johnnies have a 12-point lead right now over Seton Hall early second half, plus 210 to win the Big East. All UNLV right. And Colorado State bowed out. They are not going to win the Mountain West. First-round leaders are no good. The Morikawa was absolutely graded a loser. Siwoo Kim was not the first-round leader, and McIlroy top 10 not looking so hot today, as I think he's too over for the tournament. New plays that we have. Tons of college basketball here. Yeah, we have a lot of common plays. One, Wisconsin plus 12.5 against Michigan. Too big of a number. They went to Michigan, won it outright this year.
Well, that's the other thing is, what's the motivation for Michigan?
Yeah.
If you want to win a game, fine, but boy, that's a lot of points, and they were lucky to win today.
I also have Oklahoma. I was in front of the screen today most of the morning. I saw it go to 7.5. I'm like, ooh, boy, maybe this goes to 8. It didn't. Came back down a little bit, so I missed the 7. I got 6.5 in pocket for Oklahoma. I'm tailing Bruce on Nevada. He was very strong on this one, and he said, we asked him during the break, your best bet for tonight, and he said it would be Nevada plus the 6.5. He thinks they could win it outright. St. Joe's tipping off against Davidson coming up. St. Joe's has been really good down the stretch. Got the 3 seed in the A-10. Davidson looked terrible last night in winning that game against Loyola. I got St. John's minus, I checked that St. Joe's minus 132 on the money line.
And first half? How about that?
Well, I mean, you want to...
17-0-1, first half money line in conference games.
That is wild. And then Clemson plus 10.5, tipping off against Duke later on tonight as well.
I like Clemson a lot, too, yes. Tulsa won by 6. Whew. That kid makes those free throws, man. Yeah. Tulsa wins in triple overtime. They move on. They will play Wichita tomorrow in the American semis. All right, show's brought to you by ProfitX, home of the King of March. While everyone else is stressing over their bracket, you could be winning a free trip worth up to $10,000. 10 pregame spreads or totals across the 67 March Madness games, and hit your volume goal. 1,000 in volume, you get a $5,000 trip you're entered in. 10K, you're entered for the 10K trip. Flights, hotels, wherever you want to go, covered. Every 10 additional wins earns you another entry. Win 10, hit the volume, earn your shot. Sign up, ProfitX code VSINMM. ProfitX code VSINMM. King of March only on ProfitX. Go get it.
If you wanted to, and I heard JVT and Stormy talking about this today on the tanking parlay, moneyline parlay in the NBA, you could throw on USA against Canada tonight in baseball to cut it down a little bit. They're like an $8 favorite to win the game. Laying 5.5 runs, I believe.
Yeah. All right. Good luck.
Johnny's, I'm just saying, to
Johnny,
cut it down.
Fine. Johnny's up 14.
That's a good tick.
And VCU will not, Duquesne will not go away. Boy, oh boy.
What do you
VCU
have right
could
now?
Play there. Made a shot up to 7. Up 7 with 10 minutes. Boy, you don't want to sweat this bubble out if you're VCU. You're in the field. Just win this game, according to Lenardi. Toledo up 11. 3 minutes left. Miami of Ohio couldn't blow them out. I know they were up, they were up 9 with 7 minutes, but boy, I mean, Toledo's getting whatever they want offensively. This is a good session coming up. Iowa State, Arizona, Miami, Virginia, Kent State, Akron, the St. Joe's game. Good slate coming up.
There is
the
a,
6 o'clock games are good, too.
There is a 2.5 out there right now on Arizona, minus 120.
Oh, the respect for Iowa State.
So what do you think of that? And by the way, that's a sharper national book. Do we respect the sharp book and say that Iowa State's the right side? Or do we just throw our arms up in the air and question how it's possible that Arizona's only laying 2.5 against Iowa State?
I think it's a giveaway. Yep. I think you got to respect Iowa State, the move here and the number. Yep.
I was very close to getting involved on Arizona at that number. That reeks, man. That number it stinks. Mm-hmm. Richie made it 6. He called it a sucker bet.
Well, everything he said was right, though.
I know.
I mean, they just played at him down 20. Iowa State's been great in the tournament, though.
I'll give you a hockey play for tomorrow. Go back and forth with an emailer of the show, and I can't find the email right now, so I want to give this person credit. I will on Monday. But he's been pointing out spots to fade Toronto.
Okay.
He thinks the Buffalo Sabres tomorrow against Toronto, every which way but loose.
Why is the spot bad?
Probably no Matthews. They just won a game. They were absolutely horrendous before their game against Anaheim. And Anaheim plays no defense. They give up 6 goals. Buffalo's been a wagon. They're in first place of their division.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been awesome at just fading Toronto this year.
Okay.
And it's Buffalo first period. It's Buffalo puck line. It's Buffalo in. It's like all every which way. And so right now on the puck line, Buffalo is plus 114 to win the game by two goals or more.
A great story. First place, lost the other night, but
yeah,
okay. Sounds good.
All right, stay tuned. VSiN Primetime coming up next. Right. Tim Murray, Matt Youmans are going to take you through the entire live betting board in college basketball into sports gambling podcast as well. And then Murray back bright and early tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 o'clock out here, taking you through Championship Saturday in college basketball. Good luck with your bets tonight.